Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Lamed Hey. We are holding on the fifth line of the page of daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph. At the beginning of the line, Vila Hadar Lay is where we are up to. So today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander and Aaron, his wife and children, Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, La Shalom, as well as by Dr. Mitchell Geitzholtz and Jeffrey Geitzholtz of New York on the occasion of the 22nd yard site of their father, Mr. Jack Geitzholtz, Yehuda Chaim Ben Binyamin, La Shalom, a Holocaust survivor, the Neshama Shav and Aliyah. It's also sponsored by, for Refuah Shleima, anonymously for Refuah Shleima, from Moshe Yaakov Ben Chaya Mindel. He should have a Refuah Shleima Besoch Shar Chole Yisrael. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for these sponsorships. So what we're going to talk about is the following. First, we're going to talk about when an Isser Hana'a is not Be'en in the final product. So is that product Aser Bahana'a? The Isser Hana'a is there, it's making an impact, but it's not Be'en. Does that make the product Aser? Then the Gemara is going to discuss why and how Rabbi Yeshua changed the topic when he was asked about Gvinas Akum. The Gemara, the Mishnah had said that after Rabbi Shmuel asked Rabbi Yeshua, why didn't they ask for Gvinas Akum Ba'anah? Instead of answering him, he was sealed in Dover Acher. He changed the topic, started talking about a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. So what was he doing with that? Why would he change the topic? The Gemara is going to have many other reasons for the Isra of Gvinas Akum aside from what's mentioned in the Mishnah. And then the Gemara is going to discuss the next pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Once the Mishnah spoke about Kitovim Dodech or Dodayich Miyayin in the context of Gvinas Akum, so we'll talk about the very next pasuk in Shir HaShirim of Lareach Shmanech HaTovim and how to interpret that pasuk. Then the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to talk about various items of Ovdei Kochavim that are not Asur Ba'achila, but not Asur Ba'anar rather, but they were Gozer only in Isra Achila. And we have a long list of things where there were Gozer and Isra Achila, but not an Isra Hana'a. And the Gemara is going to talk in today's daf about Cholav Akum and about Pas Akum. Why they made those two particular Gzeros. So let's begin again the fifth line of the page, daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph. So Rabbi Shmuel asked Rabbi Yeshua, why didn't they ask for Gvinas Akum Ba'anah? Rabbi Yeshua did not answer him. He was Hisiel L'davar Acher. So it says, why doesn't he just say that they didn't ask for Gvinas Akum Ba'anah? Because even though they might make it with Kevas Egle Avodus Kochavim, which is an Isra Hana'a, but the Isra is not there anymore. The Isra is not Be'en. It's just what they how they're mamid the Gvina. So it says Gemara, Morius L'Rabban D'lo Asru Ba'anah, and my time up, because why is it that they did not ask for Morius Ba'anah, Lav Mishum D'Leisi L'Isru Be'enai? After all, isn't it because the Isser is not Be'en in the Morius? So don't you see that that's a good enough reason not to Aser Behana'a? So when the question was, why didn't they Aser Gvinas Akum Ba'anah? Why wasn't this a good enough answer? Why didn't he just answer him? Because the Isser is not Be'en. So answers the Gemara, Amri, because they said that the reason that they did not Aser the Gvinas Ba'anah is not because it's not Be'en. There's a difference between Morius and Gvina. By Morius, they didn't Aser Ba'anah because the Isser is not Be'en. But Hacha, when it comes to Gvina, Kivin to Oak Me Kamokim, since the milk is turning into Gvina because of the Kevas Egle Avodus Chavim, which is Nisra Na'a, it's being mamid the entire Gvina. It gives the Gvina its entire texture, its entire ability to exist. It transforms the milk into Gvina. Chashvei Kamandis El Isser Be'enei. That's called that it's Be'en, because the very fact that the cheese is hard and that it's not just a liquid anymore is as a result of that the Kevas Egle Avodus Chavim. So you can't tell me that that's not Be'en. Now this is the concept that Davra Maimit is a no battle, that when you have something that is Maimit something else, it gives something else its entire texture, its entire existence, then no matter how tiny a proportion of the ingredients it may be, it's not going to become battle. There is a Machlokas Rishonim why a Davra Maimit is not battle. The Rashba writes in Maseches Chulin that since the Isser is Maimid the Gavina, it turns out that the Isser is Be'en, that the Chelek HaMaimid is considered to be Be'en. However, the Mordechai says a little bit differently, that the Davra HaMaimid is considered like it's no Saint Tam. That just like that which is no Saint Tam B'Maichel Asers the Maichel, so too a Davra HaMaimid is having a big enough impact to prohibit the Maichel. So either, like the Rashba says, that the whole thing is the Isser, the whole mahus, the whole existence is of this product is because of the yisur. Or like the Mordechai, no, it's not the whole existence of the product, but just like tam is detectable, and that's enough to aser tam ki ikr, so too, a maimid is detectable. The very fact that it gives it its texture means that it's detectable, and therefore it's similar to a nesinas, to a nesinas tam. So now the Gemara asks, in the Mishnah it said that instead of answering him, he just changed the topic and he said, Yishmael, how do you read the pasuk? Kitovim dodecha miyayin, is it kitovim dodayuch or kitovim dodecha? So the Gemara says, my kitovim dodecha miyayin, what does the pasuk mean? So Kiyasa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, Amar, he explained the pasuk that Amar Knesset Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Knesset Yisrael said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Arevim Alai Divrei Dodecha Yoser Miyena Shel Torah. It's the Divrei Dodecha, the Divrei Sofrim, is more pleasant to me than the actual Yena Shel Torah, than the Ikra Torah Shebichsav, is the way Rashi understands Yena Shel Torah. That the Ikra Torah Shebichsav is the Yena Shel Torah. The Rashi does not write Ikra Torah Shenitna L'Moshe Misinai, so Rav Shlomo Kluger in the Avodah Savodah says that Divrei Sofrim means Mitzvos Daraisa that are not written explicitly in the Torah, including Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Divrei Sofrim does not necessarily mean only Mitzvos Darabanan. It could be Dinim Daraisa, just that which is not explicit. In fact, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos Shorash Beis says exactly that, that whatever is not Nisparish B'Torah, it's only Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, we would refer to as Divrei Sofrim. So Rav Shlomo Kluger says, yeah, that's what Rashi seems to be saying, but why? Why does Rashi not just say that it's a reference to Mitzvos Darabanan? Why does he have to say that it's Divrei Sofrim, which include Dinim Daraisa, that are Halacha L'Moshe Misinai? So he says it could be that it's Talui on the Shaila that Rabbi Yeshua asks in the Mishnah, whether we should read it Dodecha B'Lashon Zachar or Dodayich B'Lashon Nekeva. Because if Knesset Yisrael is saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tovim Dodecha B'Lashon Zachar, then it's definitely referring to Torah Sheval Peh, which belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you can't say it about Gzeros and Mitzvos Darabanan, which are ours and not his. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to Knesset Yisrael, Ki Tovim Dodayich B'Lashon Nekeva, then it's referring to Mitzvos Darabanan. So then you understand Rashi, that Rabbi Yeshua is proving from the Pesukim that you have to read it Tovim Dodecha B'Lashon Zachar, and that's where Rashi gets the idea that we're referring to Divrei Sofrim, not purely Dinim Darabanan. So Maishna Haikra D'Shaili, so says Gemara, but of all the Pesukim to ask about in the context of a discussion of Gvinas Akum, why would you choose Dafka this Pesuk to discuss in response? The Yerushalmi actually adds over here, very interesting, that Rabbi Yeshua asked Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yeshua should have asked, meaning it's not just saying why did he use this pasuk, but the Yerushalmi suggests five alternate pasukim he could have asked about. If he wanted to change the topic in a way that's a little more on point, he could have asked about five other pasukim, and they're all along the same lines of how do you read a pasuk in terms of placement of a comma. All of the ones that the Yerushalmi mentions, it says halo imtativ se'es v'im lo tativ. So do you read it imtativ se'es, or do you read it se'es v'im lo tativ? Or ki ba'apam argu ish ubr tzadam akru shar ararapam ki az. Do you read it akru shar arur or ararapam ki az? Or vayomer Moshe Yeshua b'char lanu anashim say hilachim ba'amalek machar anochi nitzav al rosh agiva. Do you read it as hilachim ba'amalek machar or machar anochi nitzav? All of these suggestions. That's what the Yerushalmi has. A few others. So the Pnei Moshe on the side of the Yerushalmi says that the Yerushalmi was asking, why did Rabbi Yeshua change the topic on Rabbi Shmuel to an entirely different topic? He should have told him the reason that could be understood in two ways. And Rabbi Shmuel would know that he doesn't know the reason of the Gezerah. Meaning by giving these examples of Psukim that could be understood in two different ways, depending on where you place the comma, he would make it clear that we want to make a gezeira that could be understood this way or that way, so that the reason for the gezeira will remain a mystery. As we're soon going to see in the Gemara, they dafka wanted the reason of the gezeira to remain a mystery. So that's why the Yerushalmi has all these suggestions of you should have used psukim that demonstrate that sometimes things have different possibilities and they remain a mystery. So that's how the Yerushalmi phrased the question. Anyway, so the Gemara, the Talmud Bavli says, why did he dafka ask him about these psukim? So He was being meramis to him from the beginning of the pasuk, where it says Yashkeni minishikos pihu. So Amar Le, Rabbi Shua said to Rabbi Shmuel, Yishmal achi chashok sifsosecha zo bezo va'al tiva lahashiv. He was telling him, keep quiet, put your lips together, and don't ask what the reason for the isra of gvina sakum is, that why it is that it's only asr ba'achila and not ba'ana. He was being meramis to him, not the part of the pasuk that he quoted, but once you have that part of the pasuk, your mind should immediately go to the other part of the pasuk, and that's a message to keep your mouth shut. So my time, why is it that he didn't want to respond what the reason was for the gzeira? Amru levitim Rav Shmuel Baraba gzeira chadashi yivein mefakbekin ba, because it was a brand new gzeira that they had just made, and we generally try not to discuss reasons of brand new gzeiros. My gzeirata, what was this gzeira gvina sakum? So Rav Shmuel ben Pasi, Rav Shmuel Levi, Mishum Nikur, meaning the real reason for the gzeira was that we're choshesh that the guy may have left the milk exposed, and if he left the milk exposed, a snake could have come and put some venom in the milk, and that would make the whole thing usher on account of hana'a. So l'chora, one could ask that according to the Shita Maseches Chulin Daf Mem Tes, that mayim and dvash also have a chashash gilui, that when you leave water exposed, when you leave honey exposed, we're also concerned of sakana issues. So why were they machmir on chalav and not on mayim and dvash? Why did they make a gzeira of chalav akum if the whole reason was that a snake might have deposited something there that would make it dangerous? Why don't they make a similar gzeira on mayim and dvash? So where mayim and dvash of the chavim is mutter ba'achila, gevina is aser ba'achila. So Tosus in Dibra Maschil Mishum over here answers that by other mashkin, even though the of the chavim are not makbid on giloi, they don't think it's a realistic concern that the nachash is going to come and is going to do something to it, but they are makbid on cleanliness. So they will cover their water, they'll cover their honey anyway on account of cleanliness. Whereas when it comes to milk, yeah, a lot of times what they're going to make cheese out of the milk, so it's not going to be so dirty anyway, or they'll strain it in a way that will strain out any dirt, any filth, but will not strain out the eres hanachash. So we are concerned, dafka, when it comes to milk, even though we're not concerned when it comes to mayim v'dvash, because they'll cover it up anyway. So v'le malei mishum nikur. So why didn't he just tell them the reason? Meaning, you know the reason. If there's a reason for gvina sakum, is because they leave the milk exposed. So just tell it to him. So it says mar kidu ula damrula ki gazri gzeirata b'marava. Whenever they made a new gzeira in Eretz Yisrael, lo megalu taima, they would never reveal the reason for it at treisa yarchishata until one full year has passed from the time they made the gzeira. What's the motivation of keeping it a secret? Because dilma ika inish talo svirule, because you'll have someone there, you'll always have, whenever something new comes on the Jewish scene, you're always going to have some Jews who are going to say, that doesn't make any sense, that's not a good reason for the gzeira, vasil zilzuleben, they'll be mezalzel in the gzeira. But if the Chum never give the reason for the gzeira, then everyone will just have to be mekabelit, because there's nothing to second guess. You know, you just say it's top secret state information. You know, you don't have security clearance for this, and that's it. You just assume that there are smarter people that know better, that are making these gzeiros. So megadif bar Rabbi Yirmiya asks on that elameata, if the reason for the gzeira is because of giloi yevesha tishteri, then dry cheese should be mutter, or yashan tishri, aged cheese should be mutter, because after all, dam Rabbi Chanina yavesh mutter ein manichal liyabesh. Dried cheese is mutter b'achila. We don't have to worry about giloi, because if there was any snake venom in it, it never would have allowed it to fully dry and become brittle. Yashan mutter ein manichal liyashen. Aged cheese should be mutter, because if there was actually eres nachash in there, it would not have allowed it to age properly. So the very fact that it's yavesh or that it's yashan should be an indication that there's no such concern. So the Gemara gives many other reasons for the isra of gvina sakum. Amar Rabbi Chanina, lefi sheyef shel abloch tzich suche chalav, that it's not possible for cheese not to have at least some droplets of milk in between the holes and the crevices of the cheese, and that might be chalav of a behemah tameya, which is aser min haTorah. See, even though chalav chalav of bema tamea doesn't turn into cheese. It will never. You can never make cheese out of chalav of bema tamea. But when you make chalav out of bema tahora, there could be a little bit of chalav bema tamea that's still in the cracks. That's still in there. And that's why they made this gezeira. That's what the Gemara says in Maseches Becharos, that the chamim, according to the chamim, this iser is derived from the fact that it said. I mean, the iser of behema tamea is derived from the fact that it says the word gamal twice when it talks about the iser of achila of a non-kosher animal. So we darshan echad the iser gamal atzmo and echad the iser chalvo. That one is to tell me the iser of eating the animal itself, the non-kosher animal itself, and the other is to tell me the iser of eating the chalav of a non-kosher animal. Whereas Rabbi Shimon derives it from es hagamal, es meaning that which comes out of it. That even though the chalav tameh is not omed, you can't make gavina out of it, but still, if you mix a little bit of chalav tameh in there, the way Rashi explains, the chalav tameh would still be in the crevices of the cheese. That's how Rashi explains this line of Gemara. We're giving a brand new reason why they asr gavina sakum, not because of the aris nachash, but rather because there might be chalav tameh in there, and the chalav tameh is going to remain in the crevices of the cheese. Now, the Ramban and the Ritva write that the girsa of Rashi must have been Ella Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, and not Rabbi Chanina. Meaning, after we asked in Rabbi Shob and Levi, so Rabbi Yirmiya gives a different reason. So that was Rashi's girsa. However, Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos Dibra Maskil Lefi explains that Rabbi Chanina is not giving another reason. It's an answer to the kasha we just asked. Meaning, it's so odd. We gave this reason that Eres Nachash is in there, and then we said, yeah, but then dry cheese and aged cheese, it shouldn't be a problem. And then all of a sudden we give other answers. We never were miyashev the kasha on the first answer. So the way Rabbeinu Tam understands is, yes, we are. This is not a new answer. It's a teretz on what Rabbi Shimon Levi said, that the reason is because of nikur, because of the nachash. And Rabbi Yirmi asks, what about dried cheese? What about aged cheese? So Rabbi Chanina says that even when it looks aged or it looks dry, there's the eres hanachash could be based. It could still be in the cracks. Just like whenever you age cheese or you dry cheese, there's always a little bit of milk that's in the crevices. So there's always some liquid left in the crevices. So too, if you're concerned about snake venom, the snake venom will always be in the crevices, even after it's aged, even after it's dried. That's how Rabbeinu Tam understands. The Ramban says that what Rabbi Yirmiya is telling us is because of the chavim, it's not because they'll be mamid a combination of kosher milk and non-kosher milk, and the non-kosher milk will remain in the crevices. No, says the Ramban, the concern is that Ovdei Kochavim shine up and make the cheese glisten by rubbing some non-kosher milk on the surface of it, and that's what remains in the crevices. So you can't ask the chalav tameh is eino omed, because even though the chalav you bring mamed the gavina with is not chalav tameh, but then they add chalav tameh to it to make it look nicer. Okay, Ushmuel Amar, and Shmuel says that the reason is meisha ma'amidin also. Ba'or kevas nevela. They use the or of the keva, meaning the stomach itself. The keva is the rennet inside the stomach. The or of the keva is the stomach itself, the maw of the animal that they're mamid the cheese with. And or kevas nevela will turn it from milk into cheese. And a davar maimed is not going to be batel, and the or keva is going to be aser. So ask the Gemara, from the fact that he said or kevas nevela, sounds like hakeva gufa. Had they used the rennet itself, then sharia, that would have been mutter. But the Shmuel really holds such a thing. But don't we have a Mishnah, Maseches Chulin, that keva so'ovid chavim vishal nevela, that if you have a keva of Odezara or of nevela, harezu asura, that it's asur ba'achila, va'avinon ba, atu dovid chavim lav nevelihi. What do you mean? If it comes from an ovid kochavim, it doesn't mean Avodezara, it means from a guy. If it comes from a guy, isn't that a very definition of nevela? Why do you list it as two separate items? That the keva you get from an oven chavim, or the keva of a behema that's a nevela. If it came from an oven chavim, obviously it wasn't shechted properly, so obviously it's a nevela. Varmer Shmuel, and Shmuel answered that you're right, it's not two different things. Chada katani. It's listing one thing. kevas shchita sovid chavim nevela. A kevas shchita of an ovid chavim is by definition a nevela, and that's asura, that's asur b'achila. But bottom line is, you see in the Mishnah that in order for the gavina to be asur, you don't need to be mamadit with the or kevas nevela, even if you're mamadit with the kevas itself, with the renin itself, with the contents of the stomach. You don't need to use the stomach to be mamadit. It would be asur even just with the contents of the stomach. So how come Shmuel over here says that if they're mamid ba'or kevas nevela, it's going to be asur, implying that if they use the keva itself, that would be okay, that would be mutter? Says Marlo Kasha, kan kodem chazara, kan liachar chazara, mishal lo zazami mekoma. The Mishnah Maseches Chulin that says that the chalav that's in the kevas nevela itself, it's in the kevas nevela zasab achila, is prior to Rabbi Yeshua being changing his mind. That he said to Rabbi Shmuel that the reason for the issur of venus of chavim is because they're mamid be kevas nevela. So Rabbi Yeshua thought that the chalav that's in the keva of the behema does not have a din of peresh. It does not have a din of a waste product which is not part of the animal's guf, but rather it's considered part of the animal's guf, and therefore he said that would also aser. Whereas in our sugi, Shmuel in our sugi is explaining our Mishnah that the issur of gvinas hakum is because they're mamid ba'or kevas nevela and not with the keva itself, but with the or kevas nevela. That's liachar chazara. That's after Rabbi Yeshua changed his mind and he said that the reason for the issur of gvinas hakum is not because they're mamid be kevas nevela, it's because they're mamid with the keva of egle of de kochavim. So that's why Rabbi Shmuel asked that then it should be asur bana, and Rabbi Yeshua didn't respond. So that's why Shmuel says that the reason for the issur is because mamid the gvina with or kevas nevela, and that's why the gvina is going to be asur ba'achila, but mutar ba'anah. But even though Rabbi Yeshua changed his mind, Mishnah lo zazamim kama. The Mishnah Maseches Chulin remained in place. They didn't change any of the wording of it. Once it was already taught as a Mishnah, so they just left it in place. So Rav Malkia Mishmed Rav Adbarava Omar, a different reason for the issur of gvina sakum. Mipnei shemachlikin paneh b'shumun chazir, that they shine it up with chazer schmaltz, and that's why the gavina is going to be asur ba'achila. And Marachar Zeruah and Tshuva and Simin Yud, he writes that don't say that Ovdei Chavim did that Al Pi Rov Ovdei Chavim shined it up with chazer schmaltz, because if it was Al Pi Rov, you don't need a gzeira. If Rov at the time, that's what they did, then Holchanachar Rov, it's just asur midaraisa, because we follow Rov on a daraisa level. It's that there was a significant enough minority that it was cause for concern, and that's why they made such a gezeira. Rav Chista Amar, a different reason. Because they use their own vinegar as the agent that turns it from milk into cheese. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, and their vinegar comes from their yayin, so that's going to be asir. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, they use sap of a tree in the first 3 years after it's planted, which has a din of arla, and arla is asir. So therefore, the cheese is going to be asr. So the arla is the first 3 years after a tree is planted. The pasuk says v'chisavo el aretz, when you go into Eretz Yisrael and you plant an eitz machal. So the first 3 years it's lo yeachel, and we darshan that it's echad iser achila ve'echad iser hana'a. And in chutz laretz halachal Moshe Misinai that arla is asr, and arla of an ovid chavim is asr as well, even though it comes from the meaning. If the guy made the cheese, then the guy, it's the guy's arla, it's the guy's tree that he got the arla sap that he made the cheese with from. So apparently there's nisar arla on trees of Ovdei Chavim as well. Now in the Pirush HaMishnayis, the Rambam's Pirush HaMishnayis, he writes that the isur of arla by a nachri is only when the nachri plants it in a Jewish person's field, or the Jewish person purchased the tree while it was still arla. But if the nachri just planted on his own, then there's no isur on his own peros, which makes this very difficult, because the stam cheese of Ovid Chavim, he was mimed with sraf of an arla tree that he planted for a Jew, or that a Jew had purchased from while it was still arla. Very difficult. The Rambam in Mishnah Torah in Hilchos Ma'aser Sheni Perek Yud Halacha Hey changed his mind, and he's not mechalik between a nachri that planted a tree in Yisrael for on behalf of Yisrael, or a nachri that planted a tree on behalf of himself. They both have an isur arla. That fits a lot better. Maybe that's why the Rambam changed his mind, right? But this is one of the examples examples where he said different in Mishnah Torah than he said in the Perush HaMishnayos. So apparently in Mishnah Torah, which is more authoritative, he changed his mind from what he wrote in the Perush HaMishnayos. So the Gemara discusses, he said that it's because of the Sraf Orla. So come on, which Shita in Tanoim are you assuming like that when you're saying that the problem with Kvinas Akum is that they're mamed it with Sraf Orla? You're assuming like one of the Tanoim in the following Mishnah. Titnan, we have a Mishnah in the first parak of Maseches Orla. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Hamamid Bisrafa Orla Aser. If they're mamid milk to turn it into cheese using Srafa Orla, it's Aser. Mneshu Peri, because the Sraf has a din of a pri. Rabbi Yeshua disagrees and yells that Mamid Bisrafa Orla is mutter because the Sraf does not have a din of a pri. See, when it comes to Orla, only the pri is going to be Aser. The rest of the Orla tree is not Aser, right? It's only the fruit. The Pasuk says, V'araltem Arlaso Espirio, that only the peiros are Arla, the eitz itself is not Arla. So the Chara of Nachman Yitzchak only fits with Rabbi Eliezer. It doesn't fit with Rabbi Yeshua. So says Marna, Afilu Tema Rabbi Yeshua. You can even say Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak is going like the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua. Ad Kano Palag Rabbi Yeshua, Alid Rabbi Eliezer, Ela Bekatfa de Gavza. When Rabbi Yeshua said that the Sraf does not have a din of a pri, he was talking about the Sraf that comes from the trunk of the tree, that comes from the wood of the tree, Aval Bekatfa de Piri, but the Sraf that comes out of the fruits itself, Modi, then Rabbi Yeshua is going to be Modi, that has a din of a pri. The Sraf that comes out of the trunk of the tree, that's where Rabbi Machlokas, Rabbi Yeshua, does that have a din of a pri, because it's a product of the tree. But the Sraf that comes from the pri itself, that for sure is a din of the pri. V'ayinu titran, and that's what the Mishnah says, that Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Shemati Beferish, Shamamid Bisraf Ha'olin, Bisraf Ha'ikarin, Mutter, Bisraf Ha'pagin, Osrim Neshu Peri, that it depends where the Sraf comes from. If it comes from leaves, if it comes from the branches, it's going to be mutter, that's not a pri. But if it comes from the pagin, from the unripened fruits, that is the pri, and therefore that's going to be a problem of Arla. So ask the Gemara, wait a second. Bein Rav Chista, Bein Rav Nachman Yitzchak, we had all these different reasons for the Issur Gvinas Akum. Whether you assume Rav Chista's reason is because they're using their vinegar to be maimedit, or whether you assume Rav Nachman Yitzchak's reason is because they're using Sraf Arla to be maimedit, Titzer ba'na. It should be asa ba'na. But Yayin Nesach is asa ba'na. Arla is asa ba'na. So why is it that if a Gvinas Akum only comes on account of either Yayin Nesach or Arla, why is it that it's not because that it's not asa ba'na? So says Mar Kasha, that taka is a difficulty. We leave it unresolved. Now, how do we pass in which of the reasons is the true reason? So Rabbeinu Tam in Tosos on Amar Alf in Dibra Maskel Chada says that the real reason is because of Nikur, like Rabbi Shimon Levi, that a snake might have put some venom in there, and therefore the whole thing's going to be, that's what's going to answer it. Because we paskin like Rabbi Shimon Levi, even against Rabbi Yochanan, and certainly against Shmuel. And he says, ooh, wait a second, if the whole concern is that a snake, that because of Giloy, a snake will put venom in it, we're not choshish for Giloy anymore. In Shulchan Aruch, we say that nowadays, we don't have snakes around, or the poisonous kind that will leave stuff in our food, and if that's the case, we don't have any concerns of Giloy anymore, and therefore Gvinas Akum is mutter. That the whole list of Gvinas Akum, if it's only on account of Giloy, then we shouldn't have any problem with Gvinas Akum. And he says, and certainly in places where they use plant rennet, they're knowing to eat Gvinas Akum, and the Gaoni Narvuna in their place, they were knowing to be mamid only with plant rennet, and therefore Heter Gomer, no problem of eating Gvinas Akum. Then Tosus quotes the Ri Bar Chaim, that in places where they're knowing to be mamid using keva, there is reason to aser. Because they do the malicha of the keva with the or of the keva, and there's a chashash basar b'chalav, because maliach is krosech. So if they do the malicha, if they salt the keva with the or hakeva, the or hakeva is basar. The keva itself is chalav. So you do a malicha of the two of them together, tam transfers from one to the other, and now you got basar b'chalav, so you're not allowed to get any anah from that. The Rambam writes that the reason for the Isser is because the Rambam in Hilchos Machlokes Asura says the reason for the Isser is because they're mamid the gvina with kevas nevela. And then he quotes the sheet of the Gaonim that there were gozer on Gvina Sakum because they were mamanit b'davra aser, whether they were mamanit b'davra aser, whether mamanit b'davra mutter. And that's what the Torah writes as well. They're not allowed to eat Gvina Sakum, it's a gzeira. Don't start questioning, oh, but would they use plant rennet here and they don't use that? No, it's a gzeira. Gzeira is a gzeira, and that's final. So although Rabbeinu Tam has this shita that maybe we could be mekel nowadays, the Rov Rishonim say the Gemara made a big deal by not telling us the Mishnah made a big deal by not telling us the reason dafka for this dafka, so that we don't start questioning it and saying, oh, it doesn't apply, it doesn't. So now that the Gemara is halich rachil magalasod and starts telling us the reason, now we're dafka going to go and question it. So we leave it as is. We leave it as a gezeira. Okay. Darshav Nachum Breder of Chisam. What does the pasuk mean when it says we're now going to the following pasuk in Shir Hashirim? L'reach shmanecha tovim l'mat tamul chacham doma l'tzoch shel palyatin. A tamul chacham is like a plate of a parsimon oil, which has a very pleasant aroma. Megula reicha nodif mechusa ein reicha nodif. If it's exposed, the smell gets out. If you cover it up, the smell doesn't get out. So tamul chacham should expose his Torah. He should not keep it secret. He should try to teach as many talmidim as possible. He shouldn't try to think that the more I keep the information with myself, then I'll be a Talmud Chacham and I'll have an advantage over other people. No, you try to be Marbitz Torah as much as possible, and that gives him a more pleasant fragrance. People that are mechusa, things that are mechusa from others are revealed to him. So kari bei alumos as in something that is hidden. And not only that, but the Talmud Chacham, the Malach HaMavis will love the Talmud Chacham and will not kill him. Shenemar alamos ahivucha kari bei almaves v'lo or. Not only that, el shenochel shnei alamos, that the Talmud Chacham will inherit two alamos, echad olam hazeh v'echad olam haba. Shenemar alamos kari bei olamos, that it's multiple worlds that he's going to inherit. Okay, new Mishnah. Ve'el dvarm shalvucham asurim ve'nisurim nisra'na. Now we have a long list of things that are asur, but not by no, only by achila. Number one, chalav shachalav v'cham ve'nisra'l re'ehu. If you have chalav that was milked by an Ovid Chavim without a Jew being able to see it, it's asr ba'achila. Now we're going to see clear in the Gemara, and Rav Moshe makes a big deal about this in his Chalav Akum Tshuva, that you don't need the Jew to actually see. You just need the Jew as the ability to see, that the Jew knows that it's only, it's Edus Yediyah, not Edus Re'iyah, that he needs to know that it's only kosher milk there. He doesn't need to actually physically see that it's only kosher milk there, because Gemara is going to say that even if he can't see right now, but if the Jew were to stand up, he'd get a glimpse of what's going on. Or ain't over tummy bedroom. You know that in the whole barn there's not a single non-kosher animal, and milk is coming out of that barn. So you know where it's coming from. So that would be good enough. Va'pas va'shemen shalen. Pas akum, shemen akum. Rebbe Beis Dino itiras shemen. The Mishnah mentions, by the way, Rebbe and his Beisin were matir shemen akum, in case you never heard of that isser, that's why. Va'shlakos bishel akum. Ukvashin, and pickled types of vegetables or fish that they treat or they pickle by Gayim, Shadark and Lassus the Tokhan, Yayin v'chometz, because part of what they treat it with, what they cure it with, is wine or vinegar that's theirs. Vitaris trufa, a certain type of kosher small fish that are salted and they're chopped up. So since you can't see them once they're chopped up, you're not going to see the snapir v'kaskasas, you're not going to see the fins and scales. The Chum were concerned that maybe they'll mix in non-kosher fish as well. Vitzir she'in ba dogu kil b'shotetes bo, and fish brine that doesn't have a small fish called a kilbis, which is a non-kosher fish, but it's a non-kosher fish that is only gadal, that only is natural to the tzir of kosher fish. So if you see this dogu kilbis, then you know the tzir that it's in must be from kosher fish. That's how Rashi explains. The Ritva says, huh? What kind of metzius is that? What are we even talking about? There's some fish that grows in kosher fish brine? So the Ritva has an entirely different interpretation. Vahachilak, and another type of small fish that when it's very tiny, you don't see it simanitari, you don't see the snapper of kaskeses, but when it grows the snapper of kaskeses. But the Chum naturally were concerned that you might confuse it for other fish that simply don't have snapper of kaskeses, that don't have fins and scales. Vekorit shel chiltis, and a stalk of chiltis, which which is a type of vegetable that has a charifus to it, and the Chum were concerned that it was cut with a non-Jew's knife, where that knife was previously used for nevela, and therefore it's going for non-kosher food, and therefore it's going to trafe up the vegetable. So the Rishonim point out, Rashi points out, why not just say chopped vegetables of Goyim? Why dafka chiltis? So Rashi says, yeah, because most chopped vegetables are, if it's cold and the knife was clean, it's not going to be a problem, right? But chiltis is a davar charif. So by a davar charif, once you're dealing with chopping onions and radishes and things like that, things that are a charif, so then you have to be more concerned. Umelach salkondis, and salt that the bakers in Rome used to eat, the Gemara will discuss. Harelosu, so these, I think it's 10 items, these things are aser, ve'eni sura nisra ana. But none of these things are aser ba'ana, they are only aser ba'achila. So says Gemara, chalav l'may nechosho, what are we worried about with the milk? If we're afraid that they're going to switch out cow milk for pig milk, well, you just look at it. The non-kosher milk doesn't look white. It has a greenish complexion to it, so you can see right away. And if we're worried that they're going to mix in some non-kosher milk with the kosher milk, then try to make cheese with it and see what happens. Non-kosher milk will not be good for cheese making, so you'll be able to tell. So it says, well, yeah, if I was buying milk to make cheese, then it's a simple test. But maybe I want milk for making some sort of dish that requires milk, or for my coffee or something or whatever. So it says, v'nishkol minei kale v'nekum. So just take a little bit of it and try to make cheese and see what happens. So it says, even with kosher milk, you always have some portion of the milk that doesn't curdle. So there's some that remains in liquid form. So when you have a mixture of kosher and non-kosher, and some doesn't curdle, you'll just attribute that to the portion of kosher milk that never curdles. That there's always some percentage that doesn't curdle, but you're not going to realize that, no, the reason this didn't curdle is because it was mamash trefa milk. Or you could say that even if you do want to use it for cheese making, there's a little bit of mechalav that always remains in the crevices of the cheese, and we have to be choshesh that in those very same crevices there's chalav tameh that's there. So that's why we were gozer on the milk, even if you do want the milk for cheese making. Va'pas. Then we said pas akum is aser ba'achila. Some Rav Kana and Rabbi Yochanan pas lohutra bebezdin, they were never matir this isra of pas akum. So says Rabbi Yochanan, why do you have to say that? We were never matir most gezeros. Ooh, machal dikamad deshari. He's coming to address something. It must be that there was someone that was matir, that someone thought that they were matir this, that just like it says Rabbi Beis Din was matir the gezer of shemen akum, that there's someone that thought they were matir pas akum. So it says, you're right about that. The chiyas Rav Dimi Amar, pama chasiyatza Rabbi Lasada. One time Rabbi went out into the field with his talmidim, veivi over chavim lefan of pas porni, and a guy brought him bread from a large oven, mafasa'a. Amar Rabbi, kamenoa paso. Rabbi said, wow, this pas is beautiful. Ma ro chum liosra. Why did the chum have to aser it? So the Gemara says, ma ro chacham, why did they have to aser it? They told you why they asered it. Mishum chasnos. Because they were afraid that if we develop too close of a relationship with Ovdei Chachavim, we're going to come to intermarry with them. Now, Elo, what he meant to say is, ma ro chum liosra besada. Why do they have to aser it in a place like a field where it's very, where it's only a once in a while thing where you're going to find yourself in such a situation? There's no bakery in the field, so you don't have to worry that you're going to develop a relationship with someone when it's out in the field, because it's a once in a while thing. So k'svur na'am. So from Rebbe's comment, everyone assumed that he to Rebbe as a pas, that he meant to say that pas akum is now mutter. V'lohi Rebbe lo hiter pas, but it's not true. He was not matir pas. Rav Yosef itim Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda amar lo kachay ma'isa ela amru pam achas halach Rebbe l'makom echad v'ra'a pas dachuk l'talmidim. Hey, you got the story wrong. Rebbe saw that it was hard to find bread for the Talmidim. Amar Rebbe, ein kan palter. Rebbe said, is there no baker here? Kesur na'am lomar palter of Chavim. And everyone thought that he was saying, even if there's a guy that's a baker, that would be good enough. Vulu amar el palter yisol. But that is not what he meant. He was looking for a baker that's a Jew. Amar Rebbe chelba, afilu man der palter of Chavim. Even if you say palter of Chavim, lo amran el delek a palter yisol. Meaning, even if you hold that you can buy bread from a professional baker who is not Jewish, that's only if there's no Jewish bakery in town. But if there's a Jewish bakery in town, lo, then you have no right to go buy from Novichavim. Rabbi Yochanan Rafilu Mandir and Palter Novichavim, Hani Mili Besada, Avol Beir Lo Mishum Chasnos. And even the Rabbi Yochanan says, even if your old Palter Novichavim is okay, that's only in the field. But if it's in the city, there's too much of a risk of a relationship. Ivo have a Menachas Vachel Pas Abe Mitzri. He would eat Pas of Goyim in the borders of the fields near the city. So Amalu Rav of Yitamer of Nachum Yitzchak Lo Tishmu the Abad Daibo. Don't mention Aibo in the Beis Medrash. He's now voted out of the Beis Medrash. Dekal Chalach Medarmai, because he eats Pas Akum, and someone who eats Pas Akum, we don't quote his teachings anymore. Okay, but from tomorrow, I think Rabbi Wexelbaum is picking up from Vashem and Shalen. I'll be away for a few days. I'll be back, Bez Hashem, on Monday morning. Everyone have a great day.